from Virginia Farm Bureau. This is Cattle Pulse. It's January 2025, and I'm Elijah Griles in Richmond, Virginia. On this episode, it's time for New Year's Reflections, as we look back at price movements and trends in 2025 and what they may mean for 2026. Welcome to the January 2026 episode of Cattle Pulse. It's great to have you tuned in, whether you're on the truck or tractor. Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us for this month's episode. Let's take a look at our national feeder cattle futures contracts to get us started. The January contract was at $359.75 a hundredweight, which is up 7% from a month ago. The March contract is at $354.60 a hundredweight, up 7.5% from a month ago. The April contract is at $353.60 a hundredweight, up 7.4% from a month ago. These contracts are certainly ringing in the new year with some good news, with strong gains coming from last month's early December prices. And certainly we've seen a lot of recovery since our dip in mid to late October. As we enter into 2026, it's a good time to look back on 2025. The year began with the lowest national cattle inventory since the 1950s, as I'm sure you all remember, at 86.7 million head of cattle across the country. Virginia's inventory was 1.32 million head, which was even with 2024. Our prices for five-weight steers at these six markets we track started off 2025 very strong, at almost $310 a hundredweight in January. And those prices were maintained at levels 20 to even 30% higher than 2024, climbing all the way to a record-crushing $397.30 a hundredweight in September of 2025. That's our sixth market average, and certainly the highest price we saw last year and the highest price that we've ever seen for these five-weight steers in Virginia. That was so high that it was 51% over September of 2024. But wait, we all know what happened next. October brought President Trump's announcement that he wanted to import more beef from Argentina. That led to a sharp correction in what could probably be called an overinflated futures market. But here in Virginia's cash markets, we saw a much more modest decrease. October and November saw consecutive declines down to $369.10 a hundredweight for that six market average. But ultimately, those prices were still within the bounds of seasonal trends, falling 3 to 4% for 2 months in a row. All in all, we continue to be at an exceptionally high price level starting 2026. The annual average price for 2025 was $333.50 a hundredweight, and that is 187% of the 10-year average of $178 a hundredweight. So extremely strong prices to start the new year, certainly good news as we enter into 2026. Now, zooming out and looking at our national picture, strong prices and the low national inventory suggest there are incentives to begin rebuilding the cow herd. But the signals for expansion are muted. I know that in every conversation I have about expansion with producers across the state, the high prices of inputs are what is quickly brought up. Also, persistent and worsening drought across much of prime Virginia cattle country in the Western Mountains and Northern Virginia is probably causing hesitation to expand, along with the incentive of course, these high prices to sell them now and put the cash in your pocket. We'll talk more about the average prices for December at Virginia's feeder cattle auctions, but let's take a look at what's going on with some of our data now that we're getting it in after the government shutdown. The USDA's December cattle on feed report showed that on feed inventories were down to 11.7 million head on December 1st of 2025, and that's down 2.1% year over year. The Livestock Marketing Information Center reports that this is the 13th consecutive month of on-feed decline. Now, in many ways, that can be seen as good news because those tight supplies are certainly supporting these extremely high price levels we're seeing for our feeder calves here in Virginia. Placements were down 11.2% to just under 1.6 million head as supplies of available feeder cattle continue to fall. We will detail and unpack the annual cattle inventory report in next month's episode after it comes out at the end of January 2026. And that'll give us a much more in-depth look at what we can anticipate not only in the cattle supply in 2026, but also what our prices are going to do here at our Virginia markets. The Drought Monitor shows that all but 2.3% of the state is in one of the Drought Monitor's drought stages. 26% of eastern, central, and southeastern Virginia, along with the far southwest, are abnormally dry, while 29% of the western mountains and the western Piedmont and eastern shore are in moderate drought. The remaining 42% of the state, including the Blue Ridge and all of northern Virginia, are in severe drought. Now, hopefully, significant rainfall over the past weekend has helped, but we saw significant intensification of the Drought Monitor's severe drought classification over the past 2 weeks, moving up from about 16% to that 42% that we have in this week's numbers. So, really challenging conditions, certainly, as we begin to think further down the road into March and April, where we're hoping for those pastures to green up for the spring. We're going to need that water table to be replenished in order to have strong growth, I know. That being said, the NOAA Climate Prediction Center January outlook shows equal chances of above or below normal temperatures for January for the southern two-thirds of the state and a 33 to 40% chance of below normal temperatures for the northern third of the state. Certainly, we've been all over the map with warm weather here recently turning colder today and through the rest of this week. There are equal chances of above or below normal precipitation for all of the state. And I know that so many of you, especially I feel like I hear this from old timers, just want a foot of snow on the ground that's slowly going to melt in and soak to replenish those water reserves. It's time now, before we end today's episode, to do the numbers. For those 5-weight steers, medium and large one, Abingdon Tri-State saw a monthly average price in December of $373.60 a hundredweight, which is up 9.8% from a month ago. Blackstone was at $371 a hundredweight, up 3.92% from a month ago. Lynchburg was at $380.70 a hundredweight, down 0.93% from a month ago. Radiant was at $382.50 a hundredweight, up 0.34% from a month ago. And Shenandoah Valley was at $413.10 a hundredweight, up a whopping 13.9% from a month ago. Winchester came in at $381 a hundredweight, down 2.06% from a month ago. That gave us a 6-market average of $383.60 a hundredweight, up, we'll call it 4% from a month ago. So that 6-market average is 32% above December of 2024, which I will remind you is when we were already seeing some of the elevated price levels. So certainly a lot of strength going into this new year. I will note that while it is good to end the year on this high note, we are moving into what is historically our lowest price month of the year in January. As I'm sure you all know, the recent warm-up has kept many producers from having to increase their feeding due to cold temperatures, but forage availability is weighing heavy on everyone's minds. So that'll be a big factor, I'm sure, in 2026. I'm looking forward to unpacking our national cattle inventory report, looking at our heifer retention situation, seeing how many calves we've had, and where the national numbers are in next month's episode. Thank you for choosing to listen to Cattle Pulse. As always, I'd love to hear from you. That's elijah.griles@vafb.com. We look forward to talking to you in February. Have a great month.